reading in Kabbalah for the Student, page 56. The article is The Essence of Religion and Its Purpose. We are in the subtitle Conscious Development and Unconscious Development. Bear in mind that two forces serve to push us up the rungs of the aforementioned ladder until we reach its head in the sky, which is the purposeful point of equivalence of form with our Maker. And the difference between these two forces is that the first pushes us from behind, which is defined as the path of pain, or the way of the earth. From that path stems the philosophy of morality called ethics, which is based on an empirical knowledge through examination of the practical reason, whose essence is but the summation of the visible damages that result from the nucleus of egoism, from the nucleons of egoism. These experiments come to us by chance, not as a result of our conscious choice, but they are certain to lead us to their goal. For the image of evil grows ever clearer to our senses, and to the extent that we recognize its damages, we remove ourselves from it and then climb to a higher rung on the ladder. The second force pushes us consciously, that is, of our own choice. That force pulls us from before, and that is what we defined as the path of Torah and mitzvot, commandments. For engaging in mitzvot and the work to bring contentment to our Maker rapidly develops the sense of recognition of evil, as we have shown in Matan Torah. And here we benefit twice. A, we do not have to wait for life's ordeals to push us from behind, whose measure of goading is gauged only by the measure of agony and destructions. On the contrary, through the subtle pleasantness we feel when working sincerely to Him, to please Him, there develops within us a relative recognition of the lowliness of these sparks of self-love, that they are obstacles on our way to receiving that subtle taste of bestowal upon the Creator. Thus, the gradual sense of recognition of evil evolves in us from times of delight and great tranquility through reception of the good while serving the Creator, out of our sensation of the pleasantness and gentleness that reach us due to the equivalence of form with our Maker. B, we save time, for He operates to enlighten us, thus enabling us to increase our work and hasten time as we please.
Question. Why does ethics is ethics opposed to the method of correction? Please. Why is the ethical method opposite to the correction method, the method of correction of the soul, let's say?
Because
Why is the method of ethics all for the entirely for the benefit of the body, and the method of Kabbalah is for or is intended for the benefit of the soul? Go ahead.
The method of the soul is about intentions, and it only limits a person with his bodily actions, gives him some satisfaction. This limits his development.
Because ethics is built on the path of suffering, and from the beatings that the will to receive feels, he understands what to do and what not to do. But there's no element of free choice here. The path of Torah is already the other element, and that's how the ethics is opposite.
The method of ethics cancels the principle of there's nothing besides him, the good that does good, and that there's nothing harmful in the world. On the contrary, there is no creator. All we need to do is change the way we act rather than our relation to what we see. Ethics is what develops in the ego. It's a lie, it's false. And we see how it changes throughout history and how it differs from one place to another, from one society to another. The whole purpose of the ethics is to organize people according to what's bitter or sweet. And in Kabbalah, it's all about the truth and false by the purpose of creation. Ethics or morals is something that's in reason. It only helps me exploit the society. The method of Kabbalah is above reason, and it calls for the light that reforms through ethics. As good as it seems, there is no light that reforms. And then you only see that in ethics you get more no's, don't do, and the suffering grows, becomes a black hole. And as he says here, that by getting the good, and without the spreading of the light and its expansion, without example, you don't know how to grow. You're just spreading your rubbish.
Morals works on preaching, suppressing the ego, forcing it to work in a certain way, to feel good in this world. And the wisdom of Kabbalah does the complete opposite. It constantly develops a person, pushing him toward the environment where there's the reforming light that will change his nature. It doesn't erase it. You remain with both. On the one hand, you see that your nature's opposite to creation, to everything. On the other hand, you get the tools of how to be above it and to act in favor of others.
Yeah. Ethics is how society should live with each other so that it can even exist. How will they have it better? You can ruin this ethics and build a new one, because now it's right. Kabbalah speaks about we're continuing with article page 57. Religion, with the title Religion, is not for the good of people, but for the good of the worker. Many are mistaken and compare our holy Torah to ethics. But that has come to them because they have never tasted religion in their lives. I call upon them, taste and see that the Lord is good. It is true that both ethics and religion aim at one thing, to raise man above the filth of the narrow self-love and bring him to the heights of love of others. But still, they are as remote one from the other as the distance between the thought of the Creator and the thought of people. For religion extends from the thoughts of the Creator, and ethics comes from thoughts of flesh and blood, and from the experiences of their lives. Hence, there is an evident difference between them, both in practical aspects and in the final aim. For the recognition of good and evil that develops in us through ethics, as we use it, is relative to the success of the society. With religion, however, the recognition of good and evil that develops in us, as we use it, is relative to the Creator alone. That is, from the disparity of form, from the Maker, to equivalence of form with Him, which is called Dvekut, adhesion, as clarified in Matan Torah. They are also completely removed from one another regarding the goal. For the goal of ethics is the well-being of society, from the perspective of the practical reason, derived from life's experiences. But in the end, that goal does not promise its follower any elevation above the boundaries of nature. Hence, this goal is still subject to criticism. For who can prove to an individual the extent of his benefit in such a conclusive manner that he will be compelled to even slightly diminish his own self in favor of the well-being of society? The religious goal, however, promises the well-being of the individual who follows it. As we have already shown, that when one comes to love others, he is in direct dvekut, which is equivalence of form with the Maker. And along with it, man passes from his narrow world, filled with pain and impediments, to an eternal and broad world of bestowal upon the Lord and upon people. You will also find a significant difference regarding the support, because following the ethics is supported by the favor of people, which is like a rent that finally pays off. And when man grows accustomed to this work, he will not be able to ascend in degrees of ethics, for he will now be used to such work that is well rewarded by society, which pays for his good deeds. Yet, by observing Torah and mitzvot, in order to please his Maker, without any reward, he climbs the rungs of ethics precisely to the extent that he persuades it, that he pursues it, since there is no payment on his path, and each penny is added to a great account. And finally, he acquires a second nature, which is bestowal upon others without any self-gratification, except for the bare necessities of his life. Now he has really been liberated from the incarcerations of creation, for when one detests any self-reception, and his soul loathes the petite physical pleasures, and respect, he finds himself roaming free in the Creator's world, and he is guaranteed that no damage or fortune will ever come upon him, since all the damages come to a man only through the self-reception imprinted in him. Thus, we have thoroughly shown that the purpose of religion is only for the individual who engages in it, and not at all for the use or benefit of common people, although all his actions revolve around the benefit of people and are measured by these acts. But this is but a passage to the sublime goal, which is equivalence of form with the Maker. And now we can understand that the purpose of religion is collected while living in this world, and examine closely Matan Torah, regarding the purpose of the whole and the individual.
So it's clear to us that ethics, morals, are completely based on the experiences of this world, not on the experiences of those in attainment, even though that it also works properly, correctly, but only in the boundaries of this world for a certain period of time. There's nothing eternal or complete about it that connects to the process of a person's spiritual development, and therefore also changes in accordance with time. However, the wisdom of Kabbalah, since it is entirely a result of the attainment of the Creator, and it comes to us not through the sages of ethics and philosophy, but from real attainment, and it is entirely based on it, and this is what it teaches us. So therefore, we trust it, and the changes that we undergo as a result are toward the eternal goal. Also regarding the source of these two methods, their origin, both regarding the realization, ethics turns to a person, the wisdom of Kabbalah turns to a ten, to the group, to build the place where it is possible to execute, realize the attitude toward love of others, and the goal is clear, either to take care of man and human society, or take care of the environment, and through it, together with the environment as a whole, to reach adhesion with the Creator. Questions? Yeah?
What?
It's obvious that this page positions Bala Sulam in a completely opposed state to the entire religious method, current religious method.
It's clear that, on the one hand, ethics as if controls a person. It comes from the desire to control humanity. On the other hand, how out of the circle can you scrutinize a kind of higher ethics?
I don't know what you mean by a kind of upper ethics. I don't want to use this word. The way I see it, it's blasphemy.
So what word should you be using?
The method of correction, the method of spiritual correction, the correction of the soul. Love another as thyself. We see the result from ethics. It doesn't change man because it doesn't operate through the reforming light. It teaches a person how is it better for you to fit into society in order for you to benefit. Yeah.
Ethics, on the one hand, tries to do some format to people, how they should live.
Yeah. The same with the laws of society, of the country.
I have my deficiencies and flaws that disturb the society in a certain way. How, from the circle, will my flaws balance and shift to the good of society?
We learn that there's nothing bad about anyone, but that the only bad that exists is in the attitude toward what we have received from the Creator to correct it or not. If we're talking about ethics, ethics doesn't correct people. It teaches them how to be more educated in relation to, how to put it, their external relations. I don't touch you, you don't touch me, we help each other, we arrange our social life and so on as a community, but that's that. We're not talking about an emotional connection. No one's talking or advancing toward love another as thyself. Everyone's cold toward others. However, the method of correction, it says that we have to correct our shattering and to reach a state where we get rid of this shell, external shell, and that we really connect into one heart. It's the opposite of ethics.
I don't know how to ask it, or should I ask it, but for instance, what we see now in Europe, which in the upcoming time we're going to have a lot of problems there. There's so many types of people and types of problems there. Should we already try to start a process, like a circle or something that, like, or does, should the light come, or I don't have the words.
Wait, I don't understand what you're asking, just a second. That there are problems in Europe, that there's a lot of compression in one place, many opposed opinions, people with a big will to receive, edgy, and struggles, and
if I come out of the wisdom of Kabbalah, I would say, let's build a method that may help the connection over there so it won't erupt these problems.
Meaning to elevate a person above all the problems, to elevate him for him to see these problems as a means, as a trigger, as something that pushes him from beneath in order to rise above the problems and to connect above them, where love covers for all crimes, the crimes, they remain down below. We connect above in love with the help of the reforming light, and there we're in adhesion with the Creator. This is the method of Kabbalah. The method of ethics, it says, we, on our level, will build such relationships that will all the time arrange our relations in a way that it'll be convenient for us to live our life. From the experience, from our life experience, meaning we'll see problems one way or another, and we'll see how can we correct our relations in that respect. It's very similar to what regular society does. There's barely any difference. We see different problems and troubles that are born in the relations between man and society. So we determine additional rules, laws. It's forbidden to advance toward this, toward that. Many laws, new laws, rules that are written every day.
So, should we try to fit it in various ways to people of influence there? Or with our internal work, should we let the light build something?
No. We cannot bring the wisdom of Kabbalah to the world directly because people won't hear, won't understand. And the thing is that humanity is not accustomed to use the means that the wisdom of Kabbalah represents. I understand police, guards, laws, prison, strong influence of the environment over a person, putting everyone in their own slot. This everyone understands. And also regarding the method of ethics, whereas the wisdom of Kabbalah, it uses such means that humanity doesn't know how to work with. How to get organized, how to draw the reforming light, how to start changing man. Humanity doesn't understand this. In the best case scenario, that this is going to be the worst situation, to agree to it because they have no other choice, please go ahead, do it. We're willing, we're ready. We don't understand how it works, but if it does work to our benefit, we agree. And then you have to start arranging them, organizing them in tens, and you have to be among them, and to really start doing it in practice. There's no other way about it. Also, you can't pass on to them. You can't pass on to them the method. How will they realize it? You know? Immediately, a few smart alecks. Well, Musa.
Can't the method of correction build a new ethics? And is there no root in the upper, in any kind of ethics?
No. He says so. That the method of ethics, something that comes from life experience, not from an upper root, not from understanding the upper system, not from the Kabbalists that climb the degrees and attain the relations, the Orit, the Kelim, and so on, but, and then as a result, they determine what should we do, what's beneficial to do in order to rise above the blows.
If a person learns from his childhood, he learns rules.
That's ethics.
So it's the same with this, with the rules of spirituality.
How's that?
Suppose my grandfather, when I was a child, he told me that my duty in this world is to be a good example. And I can never go between... This person never went between the Creator and created being. He never learned Kabbalah. It was the ethics in my village.
Okay, to be a good example toward others, that's also ethics.
But we also say that we should be a good example.
Yeah, but where are you taking the method from, and what goal does it lead you to? Look what he says. Maybe we should read it again. Is it to the benefit of society or to the benefit of the Creator? Is it as a result of your grandfather being wise and this is why he said it? Or does it come from spiritual attainment? There's a difference. Not in words, but the content. What does it lead you to?
The way I felt it, he said that no one can go and participate between the Creator and the Creator being because they have a common, a mutual work, and no one can understand it.
I can't. I'm not saying that I can explain what Bala Sulam says, but read and see. You have a certain problem accepting that ethics belongs to this world and that it's not a spiritual method.
Question is, how can you disseminate it at all if it's not for the good of people? So what?
It is to the benefit of the created beings only on the level of this world. You want to build some neighborhood with good relations between the people. Please go ahead, take this method and build it. And whatever you do there, this will be called ethics.
Exactly. It will be called the method of ethics, not the wisdom of Kabbalah. So there's no way to make it approachable for a society as a society. And the way I understand it now, there's no way to make it approachable. You can provide accessibility to an individual, not a society.
Ethics?
No, the wisdom of Kabbalah.
The wisdom of Kabbalah. Just like ethics, you present it to society in order to bring it, if it's already ready, to the degree of the Creator. I don't understand. You ask. Go ahead, ask.
It seems that maybe the question is, when we try to present the wisdom of Kabbalah to the public...
Of course not.
What not?
We're not introducing the wisdom of Kabbalah to the public.
Exactly. We bring connection.
Right.
And this thing makes things real blurry. The difference between the wisdom of connection and the ethics is really blurry because you don't depend on the wise, the sages.
It doesn't matter to the public. They're like a baby. You have to give him something to his benefit. How can he know? He can't differentiate all these different methods. Let's read it again, and you'll see. This is really important. It's not that I want for you to philosophize about it everywhere. This is something that we're studying between us. But the difference is vast, essential, because it's customary in many societies that ethics, the method of ethics, is what we have to actually keep.
Okay, we're reading in page 57. The title is, Religion is not for the good of the people, but for the good of the worker. Many are mistaken and compare our holy Torah to ethics. But that comes to them because they have never tasted religion in their lives. I call upon them, taste and see that the Lord is good. It is true that both ethics and religion aim at one thing, to raise man above the filth of the narrow self-love and bring him to the heights of love of others. But still, they are as remote one from the other as the distance between the thought of the Creator and the thought of people. For religion extends from the thoughts of the Creator, and ethics comes from thoughts of flesh and blood, and from the experiences of their lives. Hence, there is an evident difference between them, both in practical aspects and in the final aim.
Please, ask about this. Watch it. Yeah.
You started and said that we have to work... Just a minute.
What does it say here about...
Yes, it's important. You started the workshop saying that we have to work. Every action we do should be for others. And I don't understand the difference between... when we work for others, and ethics.
Okay, next.
He writes that it is true that both ethics and religion aim at one thing, to raise a person from the love of self and to love of others.
Yeah, this is what they say. Let's see. To what extent does it work?
So what's the difference between them?
Yeah, it's a question. No answer yet, but it's a question.
For example, I remember that you once said that...
Let's not go there. Let's stay with the text. Go ahead.
For the recognition of good and evil that develops in us through ethics, as we use it, is relative to the success of the society. With religion, however, the recognition of good and evil that develops in us, as we use it, is relative to the Creator alone. That is...
This is a big difference. Whether I'm thinking only to the benefit of society or am I thinking to the benefit of the Creator? Because if I'm thinking to the benefit of the Creator, then society changes. If it's to the benefit of society, then everything changes, but only to its benefit.
That is, from the disparity of form from the Maker to equivalence of form with Him, which is called Dvekut, as clarified in Matan Torah article. and they are also completely removed from one another regarding the goal. For the goal of ethics is the well-being of society, from the perspective of practical reason, derived from life's experiences. But in the end, that goal does not promise its follower any elevation above the boundaries of nature.
Meaning, man remains man.
Hence, this goal is still subject to criticism. For who can prove to an individual the extent of his benefit in such a conclusive manner that he will be compelled to even slightly diminish his own self in favor of the well-being of society? The religious goal, however, promises the well-being of the individual who follows it. As we have already shown, that when one comes to love others, he is in direct dvekut, which is equivalence of form, with the Maker. And along with it, man passes from his narrow world, filled with pain and impediments, to an internal and broad world of bestowal upon the Lord and upon the people.
Is this clear? What? Ethics takes care of people, wanting to make their life good on the level of this world. And it does it. The wisdom of Kabbalah, or the Torah, the method of Kabbalah, as he calls it, or religion, deals with the raising mankind and society as a whole to the degree of the Creator, to arrange a spiritual life for them, not a corporeal one.
You will also find a significant difference regarding the support. Because following the ethics is supported by the favor of people, which is like a rent that finally pays off. And when man grows accustomed to this work, he will not be able to ascend in degrees of ethics, for he will now be used to such work that is well rewarded by society, which pays for his good deeds.
Meaning, day after day, he sees that he's gaining, he's winning by using the method of ethics.
Yet, by observing Torah and mitzvot in order to please his Maker, without any reward, he climbs the rungs of ethics precisely to the extent that he pursues it, since there is no payment on his path. And each penny is added to a great account. And finally, he acquires a second nature, which is bestowed upon others without any self-gratification, except for the bare necessities of his life. Now he has really been liberated from the incarcerations of creation.
And this is an extreme difference between ethics and the method of correction. Yeah. Dudi.
At what stage does ethics lead a person to the wisdom of Kabbalah?
At no point.
Since ethics is based on the man's experience, bitter experience.
And corrects on the level of this world without using the reforming light.
Is there no point where ethics leads a person to...
No, the two things are unrelated. Disconnection and it's the opposite.
So why should a person awaken to the wisdom of Kabbalah?
Veshimo, the point in the heart. No connection.
No connection, nothing.
None. Ethics is what humanity wants to determine every society, everywhere, in every period. Yeah?
Is it true, the way I understand it, Bala Sulam also says that ethics cannot cause any success at all?
No, society is arranged as much as possible in a way that will prevent the different problems in society.
Yeah, but if my goal is love of others...
Where do you see that?
He says in the beginning of this title that the purpose of both is to bring a person to love another.
Right, yeah. But it's on the level of this world. You as if have this kind of problem that you have to solve. You have to reach a state that you'll have something called love of others. If you talk to people, then they'll tell you that, yes, we feel love of others.
And then he says that the difference is that the ethics cannot bring a person to disconnect from self-love, self-perception.
He has no such goal. Ethics help a person to better get along in society in order not to harm others and for himself to arrange some kind of a nice life as much as he can.
That's what it practically does, but it's as if it presents itself as if it does enable a person to reach some disconnection from himself. That's a falsehood.
It can't promise this to a person because it doesn't use the reforming light. That only by it can a person disconnect from the ego. Yes, Gilad?
It seems that Bala Sulam writes it for us, because any moment that we don't engage in the greatness of the Creator between us, we are in ethics, and that's even worse. Because we're taking a method that is made for adhesion and we make ethics out of it. So it's really, if we think about us, well, it's really scary what he writes here.
Well, in the meantime, one way or another, we're being treated. We disagree. We're not allowing for ethics to, the method of ethics to control us, but there is a lot about our behavior that we say that we don't want to harm each other, we don't want to connect too much with one another, and other actions that the method of Kabbalah would force us to engage in, to do, love another as thyself, and so on. And we're keeping a distance between us, which is exactly according to the method of ethics.
It seems that a person has to have two operating systems. One operating system for the body and the other for the rosh, for the head. The body needs the ethics to survive, and the head needs faith above reason or to yearn for adhesion to grow. And it seems to me that all our confusions are when you try to use the operating system of the body or for the head, or vice versa.
Right. So you're asking, how can the public that has to behave and does behave according to the method of ethics will accept or will crown the method of Kabbalah on themselves?
In the meantime, I don't really care about the public, sorry. But what I'm asking is, how here can we make this clear distinction and to be better connected to the operating system of the head? And how can we not be confused?
I didn't understand this. How do we, again?
In our work, in our daily work, we try to make the conducts of the work in the times of Torah, and we have to use means of this world in order to function here. On the other hand, we're talking about faith above reason, about the center of the group, the connection between the friends, adhesion, things that are part of... It's as if we're working with two operating systems in the connection between us, and that's the reason for all our confusions.
These aren't confusions. We're really in two systems, and we still can't exactly find how they clothe on each other. We have the corporeal relations of our, the corporeal system of our relations and so on, which is like the system of ethics, and we can't break it and bring in the Torah instead of it. In the meantime, Eli.
I'm actually with the part that doesn't interest Rami. For me, it's interesting to ask, because when you understand in the general level, what Baal HaSulam is saying is really revolutionary. It's truly revolutionary. What he explains here in this page, he's explaining the failure of the humanistic education, he's explaining everything, why humanity brought itself to wars and the Holocaust and everything, because they didn't engage in the desire, rather they engaged in externality. And also, when we're looking around, you see that all the systems here are in a dead end. You cannot advance more than what ethics brought us to.
Right, and therefore the crisis is growing.
But what's not clear is the method for the goof. If we are the Rosh, so what should we...
To arrange them in tens. Slowly, slowly, so they'll start behaving in a way that they'll start... that they'll be influenced by the head. All but the head also has to be corrected. The problem is that we, the head, are not corrected yet. Once we'll have the power, true spiritual forces, then, as he says at the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar, then these forces will also start working, influencing the goof, the body, humanity. The main problem is us. On the one hand, he says that until humanity will discover the method of correction and so on, till then it can't be that we, the people of Israel, will succeed in our correction, because all in all, we're preparing ourselves to correct them. Otherwise, there's no purpose for our existence altogether. We are not a part of the nations of the world. And therefore, there's work in this and in that. And both of these are up to us.
The problem is that the explanation as well, at a certain point, when you explain the problem, you can clearly explain why nothing will work in all these ethics, all the values, love and care, doesn't lead you to anything. On the other hand, you have two components called creator and life that reforms, a purpose to attain the creator.
The creator is the general force of nature, that we see it from the general system of nature, that probably everything is interconnected as a single system. And in it, there's a certain method, force, that's working there. We don't understand it. I'm talking from the perspective of science, but obviously that this is how it works, this is how it is. Whatever we touch in nature, whether it's in space or in the human body or whatever, we see that it's all one closed system.
But an ordinary person, the usual person, doesn't have a point in the heart. He doesn't want to tame the system. He's not, doesn't have the inclination towards it.
Right, because he did not even receive a bit of the reforming light that will develop him toward it. It's all because he's not receiving light from us.
This happens underground, or does it happen in a direct touch?
No. Directly, just a bit. As he said, that Pharaoh also had to acknowledge to some extent the method of Israel, but it's just a bit. It's what we do, and maybe a bit more than that. But the main thing is that with God's help, we will receive the spiritual force that will work, like you're saying, beneath the surface and will influence everyone. Will influence in such a way that there are parts that will move even further away from the correction, and will be discovered as the Klipot and the Erev Rav. And there are those that will come closer. And that's most of them. Yeah. Wait a second, I have the barber.
Thank you, Rav. It will be in English.
You said that even within society, even in the head, we need to correct ourselves. So how to identify what practices...
Hold on. In what society? I don't understand.
You said we need to be corrected as well, to make an example to the people.
אנחנו צריכים לעבור תיקון כדי שאנחנו נהיה דוגמה עבור האנושות, עבור החברה.
Yes, right.
How to identify what practices we engage in here that are really more of ethics than truly of the wisdom.
איך לזהות איזה פרקטיקות אנחנו יכולים לאמץ כאן כדי שזה יהיה שם אתיקה ולא
We must not engage in all these things. Just draw the light that reforms. We mustn't. We are not allowed. It's forbidden. Only the Creator and the light that reforms. We depend on that, and that's where we are expecting the force of correction. That's it. We don't start now to scrutinize what ethics is, not ethics. No. Only the light. All right? Oh, I have one more. Made in India.
Rav, in today's world, we are seeing that people are not satisfied with the government, with the society. Do you think it's a sign that people want more? People are coming towards the wisdom of Kabbalah?
I'll tell you, Shamir, I don't care about it. I don't make my calculations with anyone. Will come, won't come, when, not. Here in Israel too, these and those, they will think, they won't think. It's all determined by the light that reforms. If we will establish ourselves properly, and we are making good steps, the tens are not yet closed down, but we're tight, but we're close. And that's the only thing that will determine the future and the steps and nothing else. In the meantime, the world will deteriorate, and that's clear. All we have to make sure is that we have the connection between us and a bit dissemination. If, to a certain extent, 10% we're disseminating in all our organization and all over the world, that's enough. All the rest should come from above through the pyramid downwards. Okay, let's move on. We're continuing on page 58. For when one detests any self-reception and is so loathed the petite physical pleasures and respect, he finds himself roaming free in the Creator's world, and he is guaranteed that no damage or misfortune will ever come upon him, since all the damages come to a man only through the self-reception imprinted in him. Thus, we have thoroughly shown that the purpose of religion is only for the individual who engages in it, and not at all for the use or benefit of common people. Although all his actions revolve around the benefit of people and are measured by these acts. But this is but a passage to the sublime goal, which is equivalence of form with the Maker. And now we can understand that the purpose of religion is collected while living in this world. And examine closely in the article Matan Torah regarding the purpose.
Meaning it's something that we have to attain here. You hear what he's saying? That if it's clear that the purpose of religion is only for the individual who... You read.
Right.
And this is another degree that he doesn't want to talk about here. We see that it's not a simple article. It's complicated. We don't exactly understand it. So, with God's help, we'll get back to it in some time. Yeah. I wanted to ask, as teachers, as people who work with content, sometimes we have to explain the difference between ethics and how it wants to correct the world and so on. I don't think you should. It'll confuse people, they won't understand the difference, they'll accept it incorrectly. I want to ask about those that can grasp it. No. You see, there are people here that are studying for 10 years and more, and it's still hard for them. We did not yet start explaining it. Suppose 5 years ago, we didn't talk about it yet. We didn't explain these things. And you see, today the audience is very advanced. So what circles are you talking about there? No. Avigdor, don't explain this. Don't read it. Just don't. This kind of dissemination is to our detriment. This is only for you. It's allowed only for you and also to the measure to which you can grasp. And there's still what to reveal in this respect. Yeah.
Many questions are coming in. I think you just answered Lawrence, or before that, many want to have scrutinies. When are we in ethics? When we're in the wisdom of Kabbalah?
No. I answered, I told Lawrence, we're not dealing with it. We're dealing with the method of Torah, which is the reforming light, and it scrutinizes and it explains everything. Is that clear? This and this only. I'm not looking at anything else. I'm not looking at any kinds of wisdom, philosophies, methods, nothing. I need the reforming light. As it says, we shall see light in your light. And therefore, I don't want to be a philosopher. I don't want to be smart. This is ethics. This is half ethics. This is that. Not dealing with it. And this is also why I'm not arguing with anyone. I'm not. Because there's no one to argue with. What? You'll take me to some TV show to argue with someone? He won't understand me, and what will I have as a result of understanding him? It'll be a kind of, you know, it's like arguing with a wall. Yeah? Ask, go ahead.
In order to draw the light to reforms, we need to ask. And in order to ask, we need chisaron.
כדי למשוך מאור מחזר למוטב, אנחנו צריכים לבקש. וכדי לבקש, אנחנו צריכים חיסרון.
חיסרון של מה?
חיסרון for what? For the greatness of the Creator, or?
חיסרון for the greatness of the Creator, and that we should be corrected in order to be like Him, and give
חיסרון לגדלות הבורא, ואז צריך לעבור תיקון כדי שנוכל להיות כמוהו.
No, להתקדם.
Yeah, advance to Him, and as a result, we'll understand everything. Also what Baal Sulam writes here. If you want to understand, it won't help you reading 1,000 times. Suppose if we read an article 100 times now, nothing will help. But if we keep coming to the lessons, advancing with the group and everything, we will understand. Because we ourselves will change. The reading itself doesn't give you anything. You have to work in order to draw the light. It'll expand your vessels of reception, and then through that, you'll understand.
This explanation of ethics, it makes me feel like it kind of guards the will to receive.
ההסבר הזה על האתיקה, זה נראה כאילו הוא מגן על הרצון לקבל באיזושהי צורה.
Makes everyone comfortable.
הוא גורם לכולם להרגיש בנוח.
במישור העולם הזה, בזמן...
On the level of this world, during the time of preparation, sure, this method works.
I'm looking to be uncomfortable, that I can ask for the friends to receive the reforming light.
אני רוצה להרגיש את החוסר נוחות, כדי שאוכל לבקש עבור החברים, שיקבלו את המאור המחזיר למוטב.
Every day I find myself standing in circles of people hugging and feeling real nice, and I get nervous, like I won't ask because I feel like, oh, look, we're loving each other.
אני כל יום עומד במעגלים שמתחבקים ומרגישים טוב, ואני כאילו, אני זה מלחיץ אותי, ואני כאילו לא רוצה לבקש, כי כולם כבר אוהבים אחד את השני.
חבל שאני קראתי את המאמר הזה איתכם.
It's a shame I read this article with you, really. We didn't go over it meticulously. We only go over it once every few years, and it's a shame that we started opening it up today. But you'll forget it in a day or two, and everything's going to be fine. Yeah?
May I ask about the time when you're not here?
Go ahead.
I'd like to ask just... On Thursday, we should have had many friends gathering from here and from the World League in order to discuss and think how we want to, what content we want to have when you're not here, according to your, and then we heard you're gonna give us the lessons from abroad.
I see you're pushing me. I'd leave something to you. I don't know. What do you think? I have no problem. I can give a lesson from there, I think. Oh, we'll see how it works. But I think that it's a good opportunity for you to do something too. Besides, how to give the lessons from there that, like always, you'll read the excerpts from here? How? For Yaniv to send me study material, or I don't know, you tell me. In any case, I'm taking my laptop and a mic, and everything's going to be arranged. Please go ahead, it's possible, but we'll see. Did you try to do it on your own? Because I was traveling for several days. Did you try to do something on your own? Suppose now I left to the United States, for the United States, so I missed how many? Two lessons? One lesson. Okay, so who gave the lesson? What happened here? Tell me. Ah, you saw in recording. Why is Alex? That's the easiest thing to do. And? Yes, Asaf. They don't even want to talk.
Rav, I'll continue on me. There's, at least I know about dozens of friends who feel that this is an important opportunity specifically to start discovering, unveiling the guiding force among us from the connection between us. They took it real serious when you said it's an opportunity.
Excellent.
We can organize ourselves and to think how, along with you, when you can, you pass a lesson, but and some of them will be here, as we should, with responsibility.
Very well. In short, you're preparing yourselves to give all the lessons, including Zohar in the evening, or? What are you quiet about? You're keeping the Zohar lesson just like the morning lesson. You come here at least a few tens to be here on the Zohar lesson and you read the lesson. I don't know if in this time I'll be able to go live because there it's minus 3 hours. So it's going to be really daytime, middle of the day. We'll see. But the morning lesson, then yes, it's going to be night, and I'm going to be there, and we'll see. I'll follow what you're doing, and maybe I'll do part of the lesson or the questions when you're doing the workshop. Maybe I can add a question of my own. It's kind of similar maybe to what we did in the United States. How many people are going to give the lesson? Did you agree on something?
We have a direction and we're going to think about it. We can do it the way we did it over there, a team on the stage, advancing with our origins.
Only you switch the team all the time.
Yeah, we're switching all the time.
Okay, agreed. For me? That's great. No more questions. Okay, so you choose the material. You have to choose. We have another morning lesson tomorrow, the next day, and that's it. Tuesday morning, you're on your own. Yes, sir.
The way I understood, and Asaf would say, that he said it will be along with you, together. Right, Asaf? Yes. So say it out loud. Yes, yes, you too, you are part of the lesson.
Well, we'll see. No point in talking about it. I'll try to be with you. Okay.
I think we read a very nice article, and it's worthwhile to read it again. This one, yes.
No. I don't want to go. No. Don't do it. Still early. I didn't expect this kind of response. Such a confusion. We have to still wait. I'm afraid that it's like you can ignite a bomb here. That people will start talking in different places in a way that they don't understand, but because they don't understand, because of incorrect expressions, the audience, strangers, might see it as us attacking different bodies.
So, regarding these 9 or 10 days, you're not going to be here. What do you expect us to develop, to lead? What subject is now on the table that we should talk about?
Connection in the group, that's all there is. Through that, with the help of the Reforming Light, to connect in the group, and through connection in the group, take a step toward equivalence of form, at least on the very first degree, with the Creator. Connection. It's really close, but we need to break through. Okay. Yes, Moshe.
We see, I can't talk about the entire history of Kabbalists, but at least partially you can see that when the teacher left, he left some space for the students. We heard where the Rabashi was, and you also said that you were missing that in the tent. When Rabash left, you were with him, and you also missed this feeling of... So what does the Kabbalist leave the student with when he leaves?
A student has to learn how to work on his own, with that method, with his teacher, but only not in a, let's call it, live way, but more spiritual one. And what? That the Rabash is not present now, then what, I'm disconnected? No. I'd say that I'm even more connected. It obligates you to be connected. Therefore, I don't see... Besides, you're such a big group, big society. You have to manage yourselves correctly, and you have everything. On my part, it's really... I don't think we have any problem for you to behave correctly and reach all the necessary corrections and goals. So, enough is enough. And what?
How to develop the right attitude to those friends who are about to sit here and on the table and to teach? How can we develop the relation like we have for a Rav?
Once the friend's giving a lesson, he's like the Rav. It's called Talmid Chaver, Mure Chaver, teacher student. It doesn't matter really. This is how you have to treat every friend. What's the problem?
I can say that during the Congress, while you were sitting, and some part of the lesson you were teaching, and the other part the friends, the relation I felt towards you is like a Rav, and with the friends it was like with them. I was excited for them. It was like my friends, they're equal. It wasn't a feeling of Rav sitting there.
No, okay, it's not a problem. The main thing is that you'll give the lesson some from here, some from the audience. It doesn't matter where they sit. The main thing is for it to be a lesson, for there to be connection, for everyone to give it together, for it to work. What do I care who gives the lesson and in what way? The main thing is that there's place for me to work through the connection to attain this new state. And you're already very close. According to what I hear today and yesterday, the state, the situation after the Congress really changed. Really. You got this inner upgrade. It's not that your brain grew, but you've expanded internally. You started feeling another level of actions, of spiritual occurrences a bit closer. There's what to think. There's an inclination to scrutinize things. You're already kind of guessing. You're in this kind of guessing. It's like a pre-feeling that already exists. Yeah, a feeling that you didn't have before. Now you have it a bit more. I also see it according to the different states that you're discussing. These are already more inner discernments, much more internal than it was before the Congress. The Congress worked excellently. Let's hope that now you'll attain an even greater connection. And that will advance toward the next Congress in a serious way. There, you really have to have a very special state in terms of the preparation, because one way or another, it's Europe. Even though that it's along with the rest of the world and everything, but still, we have to prepare the European Kli in a very good and strong way. Who's organizing all these things from here? What group or who? None.
Who's organizing what? The support in with the Europeans? What's the question? Who's organizing the support here for the Europe Congress or the worldwide support? What's your question exactly?
Well, it's probably Moshe Admoni. Where is he? How will this Congress work?
The ones who are organizing the Congress regarding the internal connection and the unity of Europe are the Italians, along with many friends from Europe, along with our VOOD team that worked in the Congress in the U.S., which is wrapping them. They're meeting every day and preparing this thing together. We have a group of coordinators who are taking care of the European groups, and it will be real good if we can all unite and accompany this.
It's not that if we could, we have to activate everyone.
Yeah, it's a must to do that. I wanted to invite everyone, so now it will happen. We're going to invite everyone for preparation. We'll do it with the Europeans.
Only not that you'll manage it from here, from Israel. They, from Europe, have to manage their connection and communication with the rest of the world. They have to do everything.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to say.
And not only the Italians.
No. Now, it's really strongly felt that the next stage, next step for the preparation for the Congress is that for them to take it. And it's felt that there's no one outside that can tell them what to do. We can only support them, and they can do it.
Support how?
Sitting with them, giving them high spirits, organizing Shivot Chavarim here, making sure that they're meeting, and to give them a lot of force and concern, but they have to do it.
Okay. Yeah, Uri.
Denny Sandler is asking, usually when you don't give the lesson, less friends come. What can we do in order to increase the importance of the lesson even when you're not there?
That's a problem. The friend has to be as great as the Creator. More than the greatness of the teacher, there has to be the greatness of the friend. In terms of the implementation, sure, the greatness of the teacher is important, but in terms of advancing toward the goal, the greatness of the friend is important. I don't know what to tell you. It's a very serious disrespect due to lack of understanding, lack of people just don't understand. I don't know what to do about it. You have to take care of this. It pains me to see that from abroad, what's going on here, that half the hall's empty. It shows lack of investment. Gilad.
Asaf expressed his opinion. I'd like to express one more opinion of society, and the opinion is, when you are abroad and you can and you want to give us a lesson, do it. And you, when you can't or don't want to, we've had amazing lessons, and it's really, really good to hear them again in a rerun, to perceive it, maybe to understand it better, because every day we're going through like a whole world, and then we can internalize it better. You know, if one day, God forbid, you won't be here, we'll organize it. We'll be okay. It's not that we can prepare ourselves, but now we have an opportunity to keep on advancing. If we'll hear Friday's lesson or Thursday lesson on Sunday, and one of the lessons where you won't be able or won't want to give a lesson, it won't give any harm. It will only benefit us. That's also an opinion. That's why I'm placing it here.
Let's leave these options open and we'll see. Okay. Still, presence is very important.
Albert from New York is also saying regarding this, he says, yesterday you said that in the futures what will lead us will be 10. So maybe instead of a team, we should have a 10 doing it.
We didn't perform these exercises. We don't know how to do it. Let's wait with that. But certainly, the next stage, the next generation that'll grow, they'll grow from the example of the 10, that there'll be no teacher, the Rav, you can call it. And in general, I really want to get rid of this name, Rav. Teacher. If you have to say something, then say teacher. And that's going to be the 10. Because we both have to set an example for connection. And how to attain the connection. And how to draw the light. And all these things, we have to give this some kind of tangible example. A real example. And so we need such 10s for them to be an example for everything. Okay, we have time left. Dudi?
Still, we have a few opinions, and I'm sure there are more opinions. So what's the right thing for our spiritual advancement in the upcoming week? Because we have to start preparing. Whether it's Rav, whether it's the friends, whether it's recorded. There are so many opinions. So what?
Prepare everything. Really? I don't know. Prepare everything. First of all, Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning you have to give a lesson. So, you should see what do you want, how to do it. But, even if you'll do it yourselves, no one sits here twice. Once. There is a triplet, they give it, they have to be equals, they go down the next day. Another three friends, you can do it. first, second, third lesson, but the people have to change all the time. Doesn't matter if someone's really great at it. Doesn't matter. You have to change all the time. I'm afraid that someone will be better than I am and I'll have no place to go back to. So,